Welcome to the massive, nationally syndicated radio show, Doug Steffen's Good Day USA, where your congenial host has just finished vacuuming his studio.
Do we have a live feed?
and if you're watching the video feed, you just saw him pop up from underneath of his desk.
He was dust busting.
Why do you find that so amusing?
Apparently the economy's tough. The cleaning lady quit.
I don't let the cleaning lady come in here.
Oh, man.
Why is so funny?
Man,
how about that?
The show?
Because this is what we hear for 6 minutes at the top of the hour. That.
And then the show theme starts, you know, like, and all we hear in the background is... Dude, you are hysterical.
Oh, you're funny.
Oh, my God.
That's what makes me an interesting host.
What were you doing under the desk, though? I was waiting for you to walk around the desk. I was looking at your video camera, waiting for you to walk around the desk, and all of a sudden, here you come popping out from underneath of it.
I was cleaning underneath, and I apparently hit a wire or something here.
Did you do this in Nebraska, or
yes,
where are you right now?
Radio show knocked off the air by Dustbuster.
We should get him one of those portable units. That would be better.
Doug Steffen's Good Day experienced 3 minutes of an outage this morning when his Dustbuster apparently knocked out all of his power cords.
And took an eye out. News at 11.
I can't imagine what kind of things are floating around underneath of his desk. Yeah. I wonder what Bill Bennett and I-Man are doing right now. You think they're underneath their desk with the Dustbusters kind of cleaning
I-Man
things up?
I-Man might be napping, so maybe.
They're probably running the Dustbuster. All right. So how often do you vacuum your house, Jennifer?
I actually don't, and I'll tell you why.
She hires it done.
Do you have the cleaning
lady? I have hardwood floors.
Oh, okay.
And except in one room where I have carpeting. And then I have a cleaning lady who comes in every other week. So honestly, I really just let her vacuum the rugs because it doesn't get that dirty.
Yeah, okay. And you live by yourself, so you don't have like two kids, a dog, and a mother-in-law like I do.
All
right, so here I'm holding my hands. This is the dust that was on. Can you see the dust on my hands? There it is.
I can.
Video.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. Now we're done with that. Thank you.
All right. So now that we've got
the issues of the day, the events of the day, the things that are turning people on. There was a conversation, and I think we had it here. Sometimes I don't remember whether I heard a conversation or whether I was an engaging participant in the conversation about college. It seems to me that I asked as a trivia question one day what Michael Dell, Mark Zuckerberg, Bill Gates, and Mark Cuban had in common. Did
yes,
I not?
You did last week, yes.
Right, okay. So from that has come a discussion because we are at the point where school is starting, including colleges, I think at Heidelberg University, where I'm on the Board of Trustees. The students begin coming next weekend. What is what's today? Today, maybe it's this weekend. I think it's Monday, as a matter of fact, yeah. Start coming in and getting orientation, the freshmen do that sort of thing. So with the question, I begged the question about what it takes to be successful. And a lot of people are saying now that college has gotten too expensive and we don't really need to go to college because look at all of the evidence with Dell and Zuckerberg and Gates and Cuban that they can be successful without going to college. So can I.
All right, there's four people.
Richard Branson,
yep.
Peter Jennings, actually Branson didn't go to college at all. Remember I asked him that? You may not remember that. It's part of the conversation.
I do. Yes, I do.
He was not proud of it, but he said, you know, I educated myself.
Well, he started his career basically when he was 16 or 17 right. Writing that newspaper, yep. And it just caught on.
Yeah, right.
So he got so engrossed in that newspaper, that music yep. newspaper.
He taught him. He was self-taught.
Yeah.
In essence. He learned the skill that it took.
I actually respect that even more than college. Isn't that funny?
What, has somebody self-taught themselves?
Mm-hmm. What do you mean? How do you mean?
I think if someone can be very successful and work really hard, that I almost respect that more than someone, well, maybe equally, who finished college. But just from my perspective, because I finished college and graduated, took me a while because I was working all the way through. But
yeah.
I've always found that my success in life comes from connections and drive mm-hmm. more than it did from what I got in college.
Yeah, but you know, let me tell you something. And Doug, you know this, if you don't have any kind of common sense, street sense, and drive, you can have all the brains in the world, and they can get you anywhere. Somewhere inside Bill Gates is drive and kind of street smarts. I mean, it's been alleged that he stole the rights for the mouse, the design for the mouse. Somewhere in that guy, he took that idea and made it big. The same with the guy from Facebook, Zuckerberg.
Yep.
Maybe he stole part of it, but he was the one who took the idea and made it big. You guys who are coming to court and suing him for taking your idea, what did you ever do with it?
Mm-hmm.
What would you have done with it?
Yeah, he made it work.
He's the one who made it work.
Made it work. So there's a better sharing, perhaps. Maybe you take what you've gotten and you spread it around a little bit. Depends on your point of view. But I think yours is a valid point of view, frankly. Yours is a very valid point of view.
I had the conversation with some very good friends of ours.
Ours being ours of the program,
Janet and I. The wife in this couple, her father invented the envelope with the see-through window pane. And he also invented the envelope that has the tear-off kind of like thing on the back flap. So where you can just tear it off, and it's the form or a coupon or whatever
it is. Oh, that's cool.
He invented both of those. Uh-huh. You know what he got paid for those? From the company he was working for? Good company, man, she describes him as.
Yeah.
$1.
Yeah.
Because they had to buy the patent rights from him.
Mm-hmm.
Her husband's dad invented the magnetic strip that you see on the back of your credit cards.
Who's that?
Her father, my buddy Joel's dad.
Yeah.
Invented the magnetic strip.
His first name is Walter.
I don't know what his first name is.
Yeah, I know.
Is
because the guy that lives down the street from me was the nephew of... this woman is... How do you know this woman?
From the window pane thing?
Yeah,
our kids go to school to each other.
No, this guy who invented the magnetic stripe that you use to...
Our kids go to school with each other. But here's the deal.
That's not the right story.
Well, the story's a mix.
I'm going to snope on you on that.
No. Here's the deal. He had the idea, wrote about it in a journal, and then somebody else took it and patented it.
Well, that may be Walter then.
And moved down the street from you.
Moved down the street.
Well, this nephew, Walter had no children, so he left all of his money to each of his, I believe, there were 13 or 14 nephews and nieces, and they all got $14-15 million when he died.
Wow.
Because of...
But see, that guy, Walter, is the guy who took the idea and made it big.
Right. All right. So that's one of the issues, then. How aggressive or eager are you to make a success, or is it just luck, or you just have these ideas? Who knows?
And what's the switch that turns you on to make you that person?
What I've done with my life, just as an example, I had no plans when I went to Heidelberg. Didn't know what I was going to do. I ended up going to a radio station to get rid of my New England accent and felt a comfort, a home. A light switch went on there.
Mm-hmm.
And because I loved radio so much as a kid, it seemed to fit and became very comfortable.
The beauty of college is you can figure out what you're interested in college. I never knew that I was interested in art history, and now I love it because of the classes I took in college.
But at the same time, many people go to college and study that's something that they have no idea.
That makes the point. College. Some people are saying college is a scam, but it isn't a scam. It is if you inappropriately use it or have inappropriate desires or knowledge about what you get out of a college education. Then that's something that needs to be dealt with. There are problems, however. There's a book out called Going Broke by Degree, Why College Costs Too Much. I would suggest to you that that's a ridiculous premise for a book. Anybody has a premise for a book, that's swell if you can sell it. But that's like saying all oranges are not orange. It's a ridiculous. Right? All colleges are the same. Of course, they are not all the same. There are some colleges that are very expensive. For example, I think a Harvard education is way overrated and way too expensive. Yale, same thing. All the Ivies, but yet if you get a degree from there, people pay attention to you. They don't care what you majored in. They don't care what your grades are.
Right.
Oh, he's got a sheepskin from Harvard.
Right.
So therefore, he must be smart. And that's how people judge those. And that's because these schools have built up this reputation. I mean, in the name of God, Harvard has $4 billion in its endowment. $4 billion. And they keep going out aggressively, finding more money that they manage and make, and yet they charge a lot of money for those who, most of the students who go to Harvard don't pay a nickel. You didn't know that, but most of them don't pay at all. They get the free ride based on whatever their academic credentials are, perhaps what their need is, where they're from. But those who can't afford, the legacy students, the parents want them to go to Harvard, it's like the Bushes going to Yale. The Bushes were idiots. They were stupid. They didn't, you know, especially George. He had no business going to Yale, but he went there because his father went. Father's pretty smart. I don't know where Jeb went. Anybody know where Jeb went to school?
Let me find out.
No idea.
Yeah, I shouldn't use that. I'm sorry. Let me take back the word stupid because I've used that a couple of times this week and I shouldn't have.
Will you stand by idiot or no? You're going to take that back too.
No. Dull. I'm going to. Dull. It's dull. He's dull. He was dull then. He's still dull. And he had about as much business going to Yale as I had going to Oxford.
Yale.
Oh. Whatever. I mean, I could have gone to those places because I was pretty smart, if I do say so myself, but I had no desire to. I went to the perfect place for me.
Jeb
Heidelberg.
Went to the University of Texas at Austin.
Who did?
Jeb went to the University of Texas.
And by the way, Jeb is the only one in the whole family that has the credentials to be a good president.
I can't wait till he runs for president.
And he's not going to run. No,
not
he's
not, this time. But next time.
Yeah. I don't know. Anyway.
We'll be ready.
So the point is that this whole criticized college thing is leaving out some important facts. College, for some people, is a scam. College, for some people, is ridiculous. Four-year colleges, anyway. My son wasted pretty much his whole college career because he was at the wrong school. And we kept trying to force the round peg into the square hole Trinity in Hartford. Horrible place for him. He would have been much better off going to Heidelberg and probably would admit that now, or going to UCLA or something like that. But he was in a wrong environment for him. You got to know what the environment is. You got to feel comfortable with that environment.
Well, you know, most 17-year-olds
don't have a clue.
Mm-hmm.
Having to make a decision what they want to do for the rest of their life and then pay $100,000, it's a ridiculous idea. My nephew, I think, is just a smart kid. He thinks he wants to be an accountant. He's going in accountant. It sounds boring, but okay, whatever. He does his first 2 years at the local community college and then transferred to Maryland.
Yep.
Okay. Smart. We're doing a lot of that.
Heidelberg, we bring a lot of community college kids in their junior year.
Yeah, you're not going to be knee deep in that, man. Yeah.
And
if you decide you want to change majors,
you change.
By the time you're 19 or 20, cool.
Here's another thing.
I started at a 4-year and then went to a junior college and then went back to a 4-year.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you, it was harder at junior college than it was at the 4-year. They spend more time, I think, on getting you educated with your general requirements.
One of the things that is also happening in Heidelberg, and I think I suspect a lot of other schools, older people who have been in the workplace who do not have a degree but have decided what they want to do, then go get a degree. They go summer, nights, weekends, whatever it is. And that's a practical application. And a lot of schools are not getting that, but I think that we've done a pretty good job with it, if I do say so myself, at Heidelberg to understand. We're not using the campus as well as we might, but really the expanded education for adults is a whole new thing to be thinking about. So food for thought, good stuff, 21 after.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Democrat Democrats, Republicans, have you had enough? Want real change? Then change yourself. Join a new political party formed to liberate the American people from the banksters who have overthrown the Republic. If you agree with maximum liberty, limited government, and traditional morality, then you agree with American Third Position. Get more information now. Call 800-513-4928 or go to a3p.me. That's A, the number 3, p.me. It's time to take America back.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Freiberg.
Guitar.
How do we pronounce this guy's name? David Freiberg.
I think it's Freiberg.
Bass player for Jefferson Starship. This is Jane. My favorite Jefferson Starship song is We Built This City. He also was in Quicksilver Messenger Service. You know that, Richie?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah. David Freiberg, born this date, 1938.
I saw them in 1982 at King's Dominion with 38 Special.
Really?
Yep.
Wowie zowie. Can I touch you? You're so important.
You can. I've seen many more concerts than you have, and you should look up to me.
I do look up to you. Yeah, I look up to you.
Yes.
I sure do.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Right. No question about it. Mason Williams, resident of Eugene, Oregon. Met him when I was in the studios.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
KUGN. Had a nice chat with him. His wife, very, very special, very spiritual, very nice. Intelligent folks, he is the one responsible for classical gas. The guitar here he was an Emmy Award-winning writer, as he told us when we had him in there.
He wrote
for the lead writer for the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour and the Glenn Campbell Good Time Hour. Quite an erudite fellow, in a manner of speaking. Born in the state, 1938, 73 he is today. Happy birthday to him. Let's see here. We have up next Joe Chambers from the Chambers Bros. Every time the Chambers Bros, there's always this song that shows up, pops up. Joe Chambers is 69 today. Yep, 69. Ken Hensley, guitar and keyboard player with Uriah Heep. Never understood the reason for naming it. The character in some book, I think, isn't your idea?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Yeah.
Like Engelbert Humperdinck,
character
from literature.
Exactly.
Anyway, Ken's Hensley is 66. Did a happy birthday to him. Let's see here. We've got, Joe Regobudo, who's an actor, is in Murphy Brown, Knots Landing. You know him. If you saw him, you'd know.
I don't.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't know him either.
Look up. Just look. Regalbuto. You'd know. Recognize me. Jeffrey Daniel from Shalimar. That's right. I forgot about this group.
Yeah. That's it.
Smooth. Put an updated Philadelphia, Sound of Philadelphia group.
Kinda, yeah.
Yeah. 54 he is today. Steve Guttenberg's birthday is today.
Oh, I love him.
Steve Guttenberg is...
Number five is alive.
Number five is alive. He's in Police Academy, too.
He was.
Billy No Soap Radio, Cocoon, Three Men and a Baby.
Yeah.
Three Men and a Smaller Baby, right. Boys from Brazil. What do we know about him?
What's he doing?
He was on Dancing with Star, Dancing with the Stars a couple years ago. Yeah, he did all right. He looks good.
Does he? Okay. So that's good. Steve Guttenberg, born in the state 1958. Cal Ripken Jr.'s birthday is today, Richie.
Ah, I've met him. Nice guy.
A big player for the Baltimore Orioles. Let's see here. We got Jared Harris, who's laying on Mad Men.
Ooh.
53. This is a horrible. This is
kind of
better.
Batter, huh?
I don't get that.
Yeah, this is better. Hold on,
Mark Bedford is the bass player for Madness. Prince don't. Prince is one of the songs there. Don't quote me on that. Another one. Our House, My Girl. All right. Craig Kilborn, host of the Late Late Show. Born in state 1962. David Koechner, Todd in The Office. See the guy with the weird hairdo?
You know, I don't watch The Office. Now, I think that's Rainn Wilson you're talking
about. Yeah, that is Rainn Wilson, the bald guy. Not bald guy.
Kind of.
No, he has hair.
Marley Matlin's, Marley Matlin's birthday is today. She's born in the state 1965. Carmine Giovinazzo?
Giovinazzo.
He plays Danny Messer on CSI New York. All right. Got a 28 after on Good Day.
Are you a volunteer? We have a website that people can go to for resources. Mimi Castaldi, Vice President of Volunteer Engagement at AARP. So they can find local volunteer opportunities in their community. I'm Aileen Ellis. Today on Primetime Focus, AARP's Create the Good, Win and Do Good contest. It's great to give back, and one way to do that is to register for AARP's Create the Good, Win and Do Good contest.
You can win instant prizes, or you can win $5,000 for an organization in your community.
To try for a small prize, play a matching game
that has some facts about volunteering, and if you match the boxes together and complete the game, you're entered to win the daily prize.
That's $25 for you and $25 for a charity you choose. To try for a larger prize, write an essay.
We're encouraging you to tell us your story about what you've done so that we can share that story with others. You will have the opportunity to win a $5,000 contribution for an organization in your community.
There will be 7 big winners.
We want to hear stories from people who are either 50 or over or who have done things that will help people 50 or over. We want it to make an impact in the community so you can tell us how it's helped other people. And we're looking for originality, creativity. We just want to know what things people do to help others.
AARP's Create the Good, Win and Do Good contest runs through September. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her. While she sleeps. Shh, no, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Sneezing fit for the host.
Woo!
Bless you.
You're all right.
I just had my I just had my daily.
Hey, we all do it in the morning.
Anti-allergy. I take honey, local honey, and cinnamon, and I just had it. I don't know whether this is a reaction to that or what. I just sneezed. Last night I sneezed 24 times.
No.
You counted them?
I did, because I was so angry after the fifth one. I couldn't stop. I was doing something, and I couldn't concentrate because I kept sneezing in here. One more reason to get out the dustbuster. All right, 26 for the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden. Good for them, good for you. We are talking about colleges and how to evaluate what a college education is worth. A lot of people are going to college because high schools suck. They don't do their job, and therefore parents feel their child needs to have more credibility, if you will, when going out to seek a job. The problem is, again, as Richie pointed out, you don't know really what you want to do. And you go and you may spend 4 years and get done, and what do you have?
Spend four years and $100,000.
Yeah, and you got a bill. So it may be better. That's why I think the alternative, which I've suggested for years, pretty much ever since I was that age, I think, service to the country. 1 year in service like the Israelis do. Everybody serves. The Colombians, same thing. Everybody does a year doing something that is in service to our country. It does much more good.
Mm-hmm.
It teaches you about the country, responsibility. It could be you go in the service. Could be that you work in some program. And because the government can't seem to deal with the unions, because whenever there are volunteers, it's like what happens when you send inmates out to clean up the highway. All the unions protest because this is work we should be doing. No, it isn't, you foolish people.
How do we make it that that's not more? I mean, you know, knowing that you are not a big fan of bigger government, that seems like a massive program to manage.
Program. They have a little van. You bring the people out, and if they're, depending on their reason for being
in for the van? Who pays for the gas in the van?
Who's going to
go out in
working.
The van? Who manages where the van goes and what it does that day?
But you know what? They should be working. They should not be able to get library books and read and work out and just hang out all day.
Television
they should
all
be
day.
Out. Yeah, they should be out cleaning graffiti. They should be out picking up trash.
I'm talking about the volunteer program. Not the prison program.
Oh, I was going to say.
Sorry, we
get me all crazy when you talk about that, Rich.
Who? Well, the volunteer programs are already there. You remember the whole big faith-based initiative stuff that Bush got into inappropriately, but he got
into it. It's not around anymore.
No, he's not, nor is it, because it was inappropriate. But there are plenty of organizations. There is
I like the idea. It's just having the government run it is a tough thing.
I'm not suggesting the government's running it. I didn't say that. I didn't say you had to work for some government agency. You ought to be in service, though. There are plenty. I'm thinking of one of the organizations around here called SMOC, South Middlesex Opportunity Council, where they take in homeless people, drug addicts, stuff like that, and they have private contributions. They get grants, foundation money, and they help these people get them off the street. They have, like 65 different programs become big, well, actually, it's a kind of a wound on the town because they have so much tax-free property now. It's by the way they run, they've gotten a little big for their britches. But by the same token, there are a lot of good things that they've done over the years. And they could do wonderfully well with volunteers, not even volunteers. You get paid minimum wage for being involved in whatever it is that you're doing. But it does shake out a lot of people to have experiences. A lot of people say going into the service is the best thing you can do. For some people, yep, that's probably true. For other people, disastrous. So, you know, having a draft is the worst, unless you're at World War III or something. And frankly, at World War III, we're all done anyway, so why bother? You don't get, there's no reason, it's not like World War II, you had to conscript everybody because that's what it took. They took masses of people to fix the problem. And now it won't. So we don't need a big army. We need specialists. So it isn't like we ought to have a draft or force people to go into the service. But I do think, maybe it isn't the word force, but for heaven's sake, the children, I see people that are in their 20s that are the most naive people. I can't believe they've gotten to the point where they are. Who ties their shoes? The shoelaces.
I didn't know what I wanted to do until I was 28 years old.
And okay. That's okay, but there's a lot of people now that are coddled that don't feel
that's the
pressure
point.
Move out of their parents' house or to start a life of their own. You don't have. I mean, gosh, we still all want to do different things with our lives, but we all have to pay our bills and make a rent payment.
You got to have some kind of intellectual development. You got to have some kind of spiritual development, some kind of emotional development, some kind of dealing with what it's like to grow into adulthood. The coming of age in Samoa. You ever read that book? Margaret Mitchell? And I was going to say Anne Margaret.
Her too.
No, it was Margaret Mitchell, I'm pretty sure. This is a wonderful... I remember reading this in college and thinking... It just opened up my eyes to so many things. Somebody said there are 80,000 bartenders in the United States that have bachelor's degrees. What does a bartender need a bachelor's degree for?
Yeah, and that's what I was telling you guys when we went to our break last, is that, you know, there's a really big problem, I think, with our society where we think everybody has to go to a four-year university. And a lot of kids aren't a candidate for that. And there shouldn't be any shame in going to a great trade school and becoming the best plumber you can be or the best electrician you can be.
A lot of plumbers make a lot of money. Yep. Those guys with the trades, very desirable jobs and very desirable positions. What puzzles me is why the market doesn't punish colleges who don't do what they say they're going to do. One of the things that I feel confident about my involvement in Heidelberg is that we do what we say we're going to do. I don't know that we sell ourselves as well as we ought to, but we do a great job delivering.
How's the word of mouth? I mean, I would think that's the biggest detractor or supporter of any college is the word of mouth.
Heidelberg, people, the thing on Heidelberg, they oftentimes get upset about if upset's the right word. The community that Heidelberg is in is a small Midwestern community, and there is not much industry there. There isn't much actually to do there. That's why we've created a scenario. It's not like a pitch for Heidelberg, but we've built a new rec. Well, we haven't built a rec center. We've built a new center that is going to be sort of a student lounge. We've not really ever had anything quite like that.
So there aren't 100 bars surrounding the college for
there
kids
are,
to be able to go get sloshed and
there are, let's see, Wimey's. I can probably name four places where kids would go to do that in downtown Tiffin. Maybe five. That's it. It is,
anything on campus that serves alcohol? Because at CSUN, at Cal State University Northridge, there was a pub, which I thought was very weird.
Oh, I should call them. I've forgotten. You got Jimmy's number?
I don't.
Don't you have Jimmy's number?
Nope.
All right.
Who's listening? Jimmy, call us.
He may be listening, yeah. No, actually, he's in Pittsburgh making some calls to strong-arm people. That's where he is this weekend.
I can ride down Route 1 in College Park, and I can rattle off 10 bars.
Yeah.
I mean, just College Park was a great place.
Well.
It's a great place.
But does that make it a great place, is all the bars?
It's fun.
Yeah.
Whether it makes it a great place to learn. I mean, I'm sure that when kids leave there, they've had a fun 4 years and a fun college experience. But is that what you go there for?
Well, you know, they're to mature. That's what I. What happened to me was.
Some people, the 4 years of college was the time of their life. That's when they became who they are.
I am who I am in part. Not completely, but because of my 4 years at Heidelberg, I am who I am. Like it or not, in terms of my intellectual curiosity, I think I was always that way, but I was pointed in the right direction, shall we say. My interest in politics and political science was underscored at Heidelberg. My interest in music was underscored, but my interest in life and people, I got to learn about people, and socially I came out of a nerdy, geeky shell that I needed to get out of, and I probably wouldn't have. If I had gone to school in New England, people would have made fun of me, and I would have stayed in my shell. I would not have done what I have done. God knows what I would have done, frankly. But I got out of my shell by going to Heidelberg, was encouraged to get out of it, learned how to do a lot of different things, and learned a lot about a lot of stuff.
But think of all the people that you know that never came out of their shell.
Yeah.
I mean, I was the same way. And Jennifer, too. We were all...
Absolutely. I mean, was so shy.
Yeah.
What brought you out of your shell, Jennifer?
You know what? When I graduated high school, I was shy all the way through school. And it was just something that kind of hit me that said, you know, it's now your time. You know, you either fake it. And I just started faking it. That's what I did.
Yeah, you know, so
I faked confidence, and that was kind of grew into it.
So many people get trapped into their being in high school because you've been labeled already, and you believe that everybody looks at you this way. And then when they graduate.
I was the quiet one.
Yeah,
you know?
But then when they graduate,
quiet.
You're like, okay, you can start new.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's really pretty amazing. All right, in a moment, a college that has done away with books and paper.
Good.
Issuing students iPads instead.
Yeah.
That would be interesting. If this is you, formerly energetic, formerly happy, formerly a great lover, would you like to reestablish your former wonderful self?
Boom, chicka, bow, bow.
Bow, 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 bow. It's time for you to take that risk-free trial offer from the folks that make ageless men. New Vitality has a natural supplement that will raise your testosterone level by 61%. And that is the healthy level it's supposed to be. No injections involved, no appointments involved. With a healthy testosterone level, you will feel your energy again. You will have a great outlook again. And yes, you will have a healthy sex drive.
And this song will follow you around in your head wherever you
sure
go.
800-864-4031. Yeah, that's the number. 800-864-4031. Do not wait. If you think you're different now, chances are you are. You're a little older. You want to be noticed. You want more energy. Get rid of the fat and get yourself going. Here's the way to do it naturally. Up by 61%.
Yeah.
Call now. Order your... this is a special deal. Special deal. Risk-free trial of ageless male at 800-864-4031. You want that number again?
Uh-huh.
Chickaboom-bomb.
Yeah.
864-4031.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free Bic product when you buy any two. Mix and match pens, markers, pencils, highlighters, and correction tape. With a deal like this, you won't have to shop around. And you also won't have to hear,
"Mom, I need more pens. Stat."
Or,
"I just couldn't finish my homework, Mom. My pen ran out."
Or our favorite,
"I didn't know I needed a number 2 pencil for that test."
Get a free Bic product when you buy any two. Staples. That was easy. In-store only. Free item must be of equal or lesser value. Ends 9/3/11.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time off for prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo home mortgage consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to Geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the sandstorms of the Mojave Desert, nor the dust and dirt of a Texas rodeo, nor the glare of the bright lights of Broadway can keep you from having the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal, ask for them at your eye care professional.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, getting the brands you want doesn't have to mean worrying about a big credit card bill.
Man, I hate worrying. Gives me the hives.
Yeah. Anyways, at Rent-A-Center, you don't even need a credit card. And if you ever need to bring it back and stop paying, well, you can. So you never have to worry.
Hey, the hives are going away, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 60-inch LG plasmas for a special price, worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
All right, so here's the story. At Meridian International College, pens, papers, and books have been eliminated. When the students start showing up next week, they will be given one device, a tablet computer, an iPad. That's it. All freshman students will receive an Apple iPad, which they can use for studying, writing notes. I was watching at the last board of trustees meeting that we had at Heidelberg, a couple of people who are on the staff, department heads, have the notebook that I do. I mean, the iPad, and they're writing on it, like they're taking notes.
Yeah, there's a program, an app that you can get. Yeah. There's an app for that.
Amazing. So anyway, this is a tech school, and they figure if we're a technology college, we ought to have technology used in the classroom. So everybody, because there's so much information from all sources, you have it at your fingertips. It's part of the education. And how do you argue with that?
This is in the Philippines.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty cool, except that I learned from writing things down. So yeah, that would be tough for me.
I like writing, although I can't stand books. I would love to have this instead of books.
You don't like books?
It's just so much easier. I read books on my iPad now, and I like it so much better.
It's a lot easier to carry around.
Yeah, carry it around. I get you. Yeah, right. Well, that's all right. When I went into the UN, last one was in June, and I walked in, and the producer says, "Where's your show?" Used to see me walking with my briefcase. All I came in with was my
iPad.
That was it. End of story. And it worked fine that morning. Worked well, right?
And you haven't touched it since, have you?
I touched it yesterday, as a matter of fact.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I got it.
Did you turn it on or just touch it?
I did. Turn it on and
that's right. You called me and asked me a question about
51
it.
After on Good Day.
I can't do this. Whoa!
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
The Las Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Quakes, quakes, and storms. Oh, my. I'm Melissa Exelberth, in for David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. After a 5.8 magnitude earthquake rocked the East Coast yesterday afternoon, residents of San Francisco to Santa Cruz were woken by tremors last night as a few small earthquakes and aftershocks hit just southeast of Oakland. The magnitude 3.6 California quake hit just before midnight Pacific time. It was smaller than the 5.8 that hit Virginia, rattling windows and residents from Washington, D.C.
It's one of the biggest earthquakes I've ever felt. I lived in California for 20 years, and I never felt anything like that.
To New York City.
Well, I got up right away. I'm ready to run. I was like, come on, let's get out of here. Let's get out of here. Something's wrong with this.
I'm a New Yorker, and I don't know where an earthquake is, and it scared me to death, and I was like, that's an earthquake.
To Cleveland and Michigan.
It was really swaying back and forth. And the plants by my window were swaying back and forth.
The quake was centered near Mineral, Virginia. It's the strongest earthquake to hit Virginia since 1897. And that magnitude 5.3 earthquake that rattled southern Colorado late Monday is the strongest recorded in that state in nearly 40 years. Now, just as East Coast residents steady their nerves after the surprise quake, another thing to watch out for, Hurricane Irene picking up steam as it continues on the track to the Bahamas. The National Hurricane Center says Irene is packing maximum sustained winds of 100 miles per hour and could make landfall along the Atlantic coast by the week's end. Computer models show Irene could grow to a major Category 3 or maybe even a Category 4 hurricane by then, and that could spell trouble from major coastal locations in the Northeast, including New York City. And now here's something else that'll matter to you.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble. Real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible. Especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? 50% off all backpacks. With amazing deals like this, you don't have to shop around. And with 50% off our entire selection of backpacks, you won't have to hear,
Mom, my old backpack kind of smells. It's burning my eyes.
Or,
duct tape for my old backpack. Thank you, Mom.
Or our favorite,
Mom, is that duffel bag, like, from the Army?
Get 50% off all backpacks. Now at Staples. That was easy. Valid while supplies last. In-store only. Offer ends 9/17/11.
On Wall Street, investors are looking for more big numbers today after yesterday's gains of more than 320 points for the Dow Industrials. It's the biggest gain in nearly 2 weeks. The Dow jumped 322 points to finish at 11,177. The S&P 500 rose 39 points. The Nasdaq gained 101 points. Embattled Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi vows victory or death. In an address broadcast on a radio station in Libya, Gaddafi made the vow in what he described as a fight against aggression. He's not been seen since opposition forces moved in on the Libyan capital and his compound this week. A class action lawsuit has been filed against the state of Indiana on behalf of everyone who was at the Sugarland concert at the Indiana State Fair. Seven people died when the stage went down in a storm before the country duo Sugarland was to take the stage. The lawsuit seeks $5 million in compensation for those who suffered physically as well as emotionally. An Alaska mom who admitted using hot sauce to discipline her adopted son is found guilty. An Anchorage jury has convicted Jessica Beegley of child abuse. She made news after she appeared on the Dr. Phil show. In footage aired on the show, she could be seen putting hot sauce in the child's mouth and forcing him to take cold showers. Sentencing is expected on Monday. Beegley could be sentenced to a year in prison. Teens who visit social networking sites are at increased risk of substance abuse. A survey by the National Center on Addiction and Substance Abuse finds those teens are five times more likely to use tobacco, three times more likely to use alcohol, and twice as likely to smoke marijuana compared to their non-social networking peers. Despite the data, the survey found close to 90% of parents don't believe spending time on social networking sites makes it more likely their child will drink alcohol or use drugs. A motorist in Washington State is learning why it's important to keep both hands on the steering wheel. King5.com reports two cars crashed after a woman attempting to give another driver the bird lost control of her car just as she was extending that middle finger at the other driver. The car landed in a ditch and three people ended up in the hospital. She's now facing a reckless driving charge. I'm Melissa Exelberth, in for David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
On to round three. If a train leaves Spokane,
Schenectady by Saturday.
Correct. March comes before May. What's in my left pocket?
Half a mint and a rusty switchblade.
Correct.
Bam.
Who lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly over the internet?
Ha ha! Netflix!
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
That is rad!
I know. Can you put me down now?
Sorry.
I'm a hugger.